Hello.
Hey, is this Terry?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Terry, it's Sam over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, just got your voicemail.
Just a couple of questions.
Sure.
If we were to do on the new equipment purchases, if I did the two vans plus the equipment, totaling roughly $82,000, what would we be looking at ballpark repayment terms?
Okay, now for the...
I'm just trying to get a grasp on monthly what it's going to cost me.
Sure, okay. So I'm assuming the vans are going to be purchased somewhere separate than the, what was it, the drain cleaning equipment?
Yes.
Okay, so usually how this works on the equipment deals is when we set you up on financing for those, we'll pay the vendor directly and then set you up on a term with us. So sorry, it's a little confusing. So with the vans, they're both about 25, right? I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I'm used to being confused.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to do my best to not be confused about it, too. So the vans, two at 25, that's probably $50,000 to one vendor. And then the other 30, it's about $30,000 to another?
Yes.
Okay, so we'd be looking at two separate ones there. For the $50,000... you know what, I'm going to try to lump it together for you right now just to give you a ballpark number, but when it comes down to it, they'll be done separately. The same number will work total. I'm just going to put it in a total for you. So if we're looking at about, you said 80,000?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. Now, the terms can be anywhere from 2 to 5 years. If you're looking to get the lowest monthly payment, I'd say we can do the 5-year option. So... we'd be looking at 60 months. All right. So you'd probably be looking at about, and again, this is ballpark. It's going to depend on, you know, once we take a look at the credit and we also look at the cash flow, the type of equipment's going to vary as far as the rate. But you'd probably be looking around $1,500. For a monthly payment. That's a ballpark figure. Is that
right?
Does that sound close to what you're to something that'd be doable for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I've got my wife listening right now, so we can.
Okay. Yeah. So the way that I got that. Okay, yeah, so what I did, I just took your total number and I put it on a 60-month term, and then I added just a little bit of interest. So that interest, it can fluctuate. Again, like, I don't want to give you any, you know, unreasonable expectations, anything like that. So it can fluctuate based on a few different factors, but just on a simplified version to give you an idea, you're looking around $1,500. I could see it going up as high as maybe 17, something like that. But I won't know until we actually take a look at the full application and go through the process. And that, and I can get you that number pretty easily. Usually takes about 24 hours to do it.
Okay. So if we go ahead and do the consolidation for somewhere around 90,000.
Yeah.
That put the same ballpark payment wise. I mean, do they do those 5 years as well, or?
So for that one, it's actually the top end of the term is going to be 3 years on the working capital side, which is why I said I kind of wanted to tackle the equipment first. It's always best if we can get that as an option first, because we can go out 5 years on it. So let's tackle as much as we can in the equipment category, put it on the 5 years, and then the remainder we can go at on the working capital side of things. But with that, we're working with just a top end of a 3-year term. So we'll try to squeeze as much in on that first option because it's just a whole lot better. It's secured. It goes out 5 years. So, you know, the options are just a lot better that way. So that's the first priority.
Okay. Now, how would this work if we did that for 5 years?
Uh-huh.
In 3 years, I want to get rid of those vans and upgrade again.
Oh, to upgrade again?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, for the majority of the programs, and again, I won't know until we get you approved to see which ones are available to you, but the majority of them have refinancing options that come up usually 40% of the way into the term. So, you know, 3 years, you're 60% in. So you'd be at that point that it would be available.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to keep these stuff updated every 3 to 4 years.
Sure, and that makes sense.
Okay, now if we did the say we can do the 90,000 on a 3 year, what are we looking at on a monthly bill for that?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little on that.
On the 90,000 for a 3 year term, what would a monthly payment be on something like that?
Okay, and again, this one, it's a little more difficult for me to give you a ballpark just because there's such a wide range. The equipment, I can do it a little easier because we're dealing with, I guess there's not as much fluctuation in the terms and the rates. On this one, there is a large fluctuation. So I can try to give you a ballpark, but it's going to be a really wide range if you follow me there.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. So let me see. Realistically speaking, credit was about 680, right?
Okay. Yeah, it depends on what you look at. One's like 640, one's 680, one's 670 something, I don't know.
Okay. And for a two-year term, let me make sure my math is right here just a second.
No, you said two-year term.
2.5. Divided by 24. So a monthly output on that one would probably be anywhere from like 46. So the initial numbers that I plugged in give me about 4,700 a month on that. But honestly, that could it could very easily be something like 5,700 too.
A two-year term or a three-year term?
That's the two-year term.
Okay, because I thought we were talking about the three-year term.
Okay, oh, well, a three-year term, it'll be lower than that. But actually, you know, to be honest and upfront with you, for the three-year term, I don't know if that's going to be the available to you right away. And the reason for that is, as far as the terms go, we will qualify you for the longest term possible. For first-time customers, we have three-year terms, but it's very rare for a first-time customer to get it. It's difficult to qualify for, and I think with the credit score that you have, it's just not realistic to think that it will go 3 years. I think 2 years would probably be the top end of what we're going to be able to qualify you for.
Okay, go off my credit. You go off the score of the business.
So it's a combination of the two. It's primarily based on the sales of the business, but your personal credit will come into play, and it will come into play when we're determining the length of the term.
Okay, but this doesn't get weighed against my personal credit.
Correct. It's not going to show up on the personal credit. It is something that they look at in the process, but it's only going to show up on the business credit. But I want to be, I can sit here and tell you, I can give you a 3 year estimate, something like that. But I mean, to be completely honest with you, it would be a disservice and probably a waste of our time because I don't think it's something that we're going to see qualified for right away. But in your situation, again, we have the renewal options that once you get, say we set you up on a 2 year term, once you get 40% of the way into the term, you're eligible to refinance it and get those longer terms. Once you establish the relationship with us where you show you're making the payments on time, from there, what you're eligible for, we get a whole lot more flexible. But right out the bat, up front, the 3 years, I don't think it is. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I completely understand that. I got customers I finance and I won't finance, you know?
Yeah.
One's a patient with us, I'll let them go. But the other ones, nope.
That's exactly how it works. And I want to be upfront with you from the beginning here. I can sit here and tell you we got the 3 years and give you numbers, but knowing what I know, it's probably not going to be on the table, but we will have other options for you that, you know, could make sense, and in the future it would be on the table.
Okay. All righty. I think that answers my questions for now. Katie, got
okay.
Any? No? Okay. That gives us, at least it gives us a couple numbers we can work with to see if it's going to benefit what we're trying to do right now. So
sure. Sure. And, you know, if at least it seems like it's something that's in the realm of, like, you know, it could be worthwhile, I can get you hard numbers very easily. And then from there, we can go over them and kind of work backwards to see what makes sense.
Okay. Well, maybe. Anything pops up, give me an hour.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Have a great day.
You too.